We play and call it work.
Mini Wargamer Spanter! Batrap! Woo!
Mini Wargamer Dave here from MiniWargamer.com. Welcome, Wargamers, to another Banter Batrap. 1500 points of Grey Knights versus Chaos Space Marines. Beside me, you see Ray. How's it going, Ray?
Very good.
Now, this is going to be a Batrap, like, the first of its kind in probably ever. Because Ray's a girl, and she's fighting me here in the studio. It's never happened before. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Unless you lie to me before.
I don't lie.
Okay, yeah.
Girls don't play Warhammer.
I did, okay. I fought Wargamer Girl, but that wasn't here at Mini Wargaming. So this is like the first time here that you're like bringing it here.
Bringing it.
To my house.
That's right.
And I'm just gonna be chaos, because that's what happens here. Oh, by the way, I haven't made a bat rep in like 2 months, so expect a lot of rules errors on my part. Ray, you're good.
I'll be good.
Yeah. I think you're good with the rules. You did tell me you were like 75%
yeah.
with rules.
Strong 75%.
Yeah.
Maybe so, 60, but I won't tell you that.
Either way, better than me. So that's all we got to worry about. So let's take a look at the armies. All right, Ray, what you got?
Okay, so I have a 10-man purifier squad, 4 swords, 4 halberds, Psy Cannon, and hammer, and a rhino. And then I have strike squad, 4 swords, 4 halberds, an incinerator, and a hammer. In a rhino.
Incinerator a heavy flamer, or is it its own weapon?
It's its own weapon.
Okay. Like Grey Knights, like 3 times. Maybe 6. So.
You're gonna beat them. This is an HQ choice. He is a brother captain.
He's a brother captain?
He is.
I like it.
And then we have the baby carrier. Slash.
Total Recall!
Dread Knight. He has a personal teleporter, heavy Psy Cannon, and heavy incinerator. Then we have the Paladin Squad. All have swords, which is what you get. We got 4 swords.
4 swords or force swords?
Well, everything has fours. It's okay. Grey Knights.
All right, yes.
Apothecary, which gives the whole unit feel no pain. And Psy Cannon.
Wait, that's a lot of power.
2 wounds each.
And feel no pain?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Don't kill him. He's weak. You know me.
The Ukraine is weak.
And then my warlord is my grandmaster there. He's level 2 psyker.
Is he?
Yeah, he is. Look at Leland's awesome paint job.
Yes.
That's pretty good, too.
I like your bases, by the way.
Thanks.
Yeah, they're very excellent sauce. And I like your dice bag. Okay?
I like it.
Yeah, and I like your torsoless guy there in the rhino. It's pretty sweet sauce, too.
Yep.
Yeah, it's all goodness.
Thanks.
Taking a look at the 1,500-point Chaos Space Marine Army. It's a true Black Legion army. I chose to go more themed than cheese sauce. Just wanted to do it just because it's better.
Thank you.
To, yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
The internet thanks you.
I think so. I think yep. That's actually true. You speak truth right now.
Yes.
The truth is leaving. Not the room. It's staying in here right now. It's going to be a lot of banter. I'm really excited to be here. Thank you for being here. That's all I got. All right. Abaddon the Despoiler is going to be the warlord in this army. Comes with its own warlord trait, and he's pretty awesome. He's pretty beefy, but he's a little bit scared of those force weapons. Not that they can kill him because he's an eternal warrior, but he only has like 4 wounds. But he's going to avoid that squad like the demon that he is. And then
is
we got
a demon?
He's not. We don't want to tell him that, but he's not actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nothing in my army is. Oh wait, hold on. Yes, Deffy is. Yep. Yeah.
Deffy's a demon.
Yeah.
Reroll him once, baby.
Okay. So he's gonna be
fired. Enemy.
I think so.
Banishment.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds
horrible.
Does
he have invincible?
He does.
Anymore.
What?
Minus 1. It's not that bad.
Okay, yes. That was a little bit of an overreaction, so I apologize to no one. And then we have some Terminators here. What you see is what you get in everything that you see in this army, except for the Havoc Launcher on top of the Rhino. That's the only thing that's not actually there.
No Mark of Dave?
I had something in my throat there. I apologize.
You're disappointing the
internet. Name that tune.
I have no idea.
Okay, disclaimer. This bat rep is going to be banter heavy. Like, I haven't made a bat rep in 2 months, and it's a game of play and fun. So don't watch this for strategies or tactics. On my part, anyway. I can't speak for you, but
no.
Yeah, but all right. So Terminators. We got some lightning claws on the champion right there. We have a mace. And then we have a power axe and a chain fist and a power fist. Look at that. Isn't that nice? They're going to roll like separately for those guys. So hopefully they don't get in close combat. It'd take 10 years. But this is how they modeled them.
they as in me, years ago. Actually magnetized their torsos. For no apparent reason, except to include them in the 40k rejects, which I never did. Then we have a Vindicator. So I'm gonna bring Vindy in this list. I'm very happy to bring this guy, and he just wants to drive up the board and get to know everyone. So you've gotta be friendly with him. Then we have a 10-man squad of Chaos Space Marines, two Flamers, and that's it for them. I gotta double check to see if I upgraded them with the close combat weapons. Don't recall offhand, but we shall see. And then we have a Chosen squad right there, which counts as Troop Choice because this is Black Legion supplement, and there's four Meltas in that Chosen squad. Then we have a Hell Cult, which is Hell Brute plus two cultist groups, and that is a formation. And so what they do is they provide cover for the Hell Brute, and they actually, the Hell Brute makes them fearless. And if he dies, they become Zealot.
What's Zealot?
It's like hatred and fearless, essentially. And then Defy is going to be not only the mascot in this game, but he's going to be in the game playing, and he's going to be pie-plating from afar. So if you're going to take away his invuln save, he's going to be hiding from you and hoping that it doesn't happen.
I don't like
Defy. You love him. No, no, I think you kind of hate him. Gonna start something new. Gonna start dedicating bat reps to people and or groups. In this particular bat rep, we're gonna be dedicating it to 40K for Grownups Facebook group. So, 40K for Grownups?
Yes.
Can I be part of the group?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm a 40K grown-up.
You are. Some days.
That's true. I think we're lying again.
We don't lie.
We don't. No, we stand.
Yes.
And we fight! Okay, 40 grown-ups, this dedication goes to you. No, the bat rep goes to you, the dedication is for you. Still trying to get the hang of doing this, a brand new thing. I just thought of it, okay? So for every single one, want to do it. You gotta help me remember. I don't want to forget! Please! And in true banter bat rep fashion, this is going to be Purge the Alien Dawn of War. Rolled for table size and deployment. I won for table size. Name that tune. What's up? What are you doing? Oh, are you making a list?
No, I told you I'm redoing my whole list because of Mark of Korn.
Hey, I like your green highlights. Ray did win the roll-off for deployment, but she just decided for me to go first because of reasons.
Always.
And die Umis?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good reason. Let's actually take a look at the deployment. I apologize, guys. I get really distracted really easily. So here we got the Rhino with 10. Man, Chaos Space Marine Squad, and I just double-checked the list, and they actually have Mark of Korn in addition to their close combat weapons. So that's pretty sweet sauce. I like it.
They get to die first.
Yes. And we have the Hell Cult here, formation, and then we have the five-man Chosen Squad with Meltas right beside them. And on the far side, we have the Vindicator plus Defy. And so that's what it looks like here. And in reserves, we have the Terminators and Abaddon, the Despoiler. They're over there. Going over to the Grey Knight side, this is your counter deployment. You have two 10-man squads. Are they Purifiers?
Purifiers?
Yep.
Strike Squad.
Strike Squad.
Brother Captain. He's lonely.
Is he beside it?
He's beside it.
He's gonna have a hard time catching up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll run.
And this is reverse Mark of Dave. You don't actually have Twin Link Salt cannons up there.
Mm-mm.
Just storm bolters.
Storm bolters.
Same
storm
thing with bolters. That. Not razorbacks, just
no.
Rhinos.
Correct.
I gotcha. These two squads are in the Rhinos, and these guys are in reserves. Can you steal the initiative? Need a six! Oh! Grey Knights, turn one. As per the Nemesis Strike Force formation, you get to roll for your Deep Strike reserves on turn one. And we're gonna go ahead and do that.
Okay. Margaret Dave's gonna be the Dread Knight. Any more gaming dice will be the Paladins.
Oh no. Dread Knight! Uh-oh.
I'm on your side of the table, Dave.
Are you on my side?
Yeah, I am.
So we're allies?
Coming at you.
Yeah?
No, we're not allies.
No, not at all. Not even close.
I'm gonna eat you.
Dangerous.
And dangerous, but you gotta take a chance.
You can do it into the building. Off the board. Let's do it!
We're pretty good.
You're still
on.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Jay!
Bam!
Now that the Dread Knight is safely there, let's take a look and see where the Grandmaster is placed.
Grandmaster in the Paladin Squad.
And you're probably still safe. and you're nice and close. Thank you for being so close to the rhino that you will destroy. And placed. Purifiers in the rhino, they're gonna move up, cruising speed. Oh, what about your brother, Captain? He's behind there.
He's gonna run behind.
Breathing in the exhaust beam.
He might cough a little.
And brother Captain will move up 6 inches, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Because otherwise. Now the strike squad in that rhino gonna move up cruising speed, and just as a little note, there is night fighting. We rolled for it off camera, and it will be probably shown in full effect pretty soon.
Oh, I'll have to roll for dangerous.
Okay. One, get a wing one! Psychic fish! 3 warp charges. Plus your what, 10?
11.
Oh!
14.
And just to show you what these guys have for their psychic abilities.
So the brother captain rolled, he's level 1, then he rolled Gate of Infinity. Plus he has Banishment and Force, of course. And then the Grandmaster, he's level 2, he rolled Vortex of Doom and Purge.
Brother captain's going to try to cast Gate of Infinity.
Charge one.
And you don't make it.
I don't make it.
Grandmaster's gonna attempt to cast Vortex of Doom right into the middle of that cultist squad.
Warp charge 3.
Oh, you just barely make it. So Ray, you're gonna go back there and play it safe, go a little bit further into the squad. You hit 4 guys if you get a direct hit. This thing always scatters. Even if you get a direct, you use a little arrow. And please do.
Roll the Doom.
Oh, we have 7 inches towards you!
No, not.
So that scatters this way, and it does clip the rhino. Alright, this is a strengthy. It's gonna happen. Mark and Dave, don't come up.
I rolled 6.
Come on, don't come up. Oh! Come on! That's the first blood to Ray! Oh man, I'm gonna get ahead of the day! Leadership on the guys inside. They. Oh. 10 is actually exactly their leadership because they do have Veterans of the Long War special rule, so that will be good in close combat.
Good for you.
Yes. Dread Knight's gonna cast Sanctuary. There's Warp Charge.
1.
And you get 2. I'll try to deny it. Come on, Marky Dave. Come on. Oh, well, that's 1. Not good enough.
I might as well try and.
Sanctuary adds +1 to his Invuln save, so now Invuln save 4. Grandmaster will now cast Purge Soul on the unit inside.
That was inside.
Yeah. Isn't that what I said?
No, you said they were inside.
Oh, okay.
Warp charge 1. Got it.
Oh, I should have used it there. Leadership roll off. We both have the same leadership of 10. And I get Mark and Dave! That's what we want to see in this case.
Good job.
Purifier is in the shooting phase now. Gonna move up 6 inches. Flat out. Just to show where we are in relation to everything else, you're on the far side of this ruined building. And the brother captain behind the purifier squad and the rhino will run.
He's gotta catch up.
Oh, Mark and Dave! So he goes 6 inches. I have never been so unhappy to see the Mark and Dave. Dread Knight's gonna shoot the side armor of this hell brute with a psi cannon.
Heavy psi cannon.
Focus fire?
Yep. 2 misses.
Strength 7, AP 4, rending, so you need 5s to glance. And you get
6. 1.
It is night fighting, so we're looking for a 6. Yo! I gotta get your reaction. I gotta see what you're gonna say.
Reaction to what?
Torrent Heavy Flamer?
Yeah.
Hey, I thought only.
Not a Heavy Flamer, Torrent Incinerator.
That makes sense, because a torrent is a torrent, isn't it?
That's right.
No, it's a type of weapon type. I'm speaking things. Speak them correct. Ah, I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to get more cultists, yeah. Well, if you do that, then you can get 5. So you cover 5. 2s to wound the cultists down below. And you kill 4. He is champion. I'm going to look up, sir. And I make it. I look up, sir, again. And I'll make it. Look out, sir. Make it. Look out, sir! He's dead. So you kill the flamer and the champion in that.
Woohoo!
Now needing a 6 to glance, a side armor of the Hellbrute.
Come on, Mark and Dave.
Grandmaster and Paladins are going to shoot at the Chaos Space Marines. Starting with the Storm Bolters on the Paladins. Threes to hit. Force to wound. And you get one. Grandmaster Storm Bolter hits on twos. Getting one. Wounding on a four. Getting one. Psycannons, you get four shots. Hitting on threes. And a three hits. Oh, that's not good. Actually, that's four. You know, I math right.
You do math right.
Yeah.
Wounded on twos. Rending.
Uh-oh. That's... oh. So we got two Storm Bolter wounds, and then four Psych Cannon. Three of them are normal. One is rending, so we'll do the Storm Bolter first, because Ray doesn't care which one I roll for.
That's right.
Three up save, and two die. Would you look at that? Oh, look at the Luxas! Psych Cannon, the regular ones, three up saves. Oh, I'll save! Now this is going to have to be a Night Fighting cover save, so 6+ for the rending, and one more dies. And Twiggy dies.
Twiggy.
And because of the rights of teleportation on the turn that they deep strike, they get to shoot and run.
Or run and shoot.
Or run and shoot. Doesn't matter. Either way, you get to do both in the same turn. Craziness.
Three Mitches.
I know a Mitch.
Do you know a Mitch?
At least Dark Eldar.
They're gonna run and hide.
What? I just realized what you were doing. Wait, why are you running away? Come on!
Because rage!
Don't you want to be friends? Oh, rage on these guys? You know what? Yes, that's right. You... I'm still dead even if I charge you. Leadership test on these guys. And I... magnet! So, Ray just remembered that these dudes right here that came out of the exploding rhino didn't take any saves or wounds or anything. So we're going to rectify that right now. So there's 10. So we'll place 10 even though there's 3 died already. We'll do it because that's what it would have been. And the vortex does stay in play for the entirety of the game unless doubles are rolled. Four is the wound. Oh. Three up save. One dies. Random allocation. What we're going to do is we're going to count as if those 3 Chaos Space Marines were still there for wound for random allocation purposes. So on a 1 is the champion, 2 or 3 are the flamers, and 4 to 10 are regular guys. So... that is a flamer.
Yay!
Oh man, that's just not good for business! Turn 1, continued. Chaos turn 1, the Eye of Terror sees all. First things first, Hellbrute. He's gonna move towards this Nemesis Dread Knight because he's crazy like that! Chaos Space Marines will move forward. I'm not gonna even attempt to try to kill those. Say purifiers, but those are the small guys. Okay. We're on the same page. I'm gonna move to the side here so I can actually flame you and get a 6 maybe. Alright, and before we forget, we're gonna move this vortex. So if it scatters this way, we're gonna pretend that those guys are actually back there.
Okay.
Oh no! They gotta go with it there, huh? That's probably where he was. No! So he's going to move back 6, because that's where he was, to be fair. So that actually moves 9 inches right there. Hits my Hellbrute, so goodbye. Strength D. I'm going to roll a 1 here, okay?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Oh!
Come on! What the heck?
So Vortex does count as impassable, so I'm going to move this way. Cultist will move up 6 inches. Oh, I'm going to move over here a little bit. Leave room for my flamer.
No. I'll show you what the cleansing flame does!
Yeah, I know. It's in my head, it's much better!
It's good.
And the other cultists from this group will come over to the side. They're actually not benefiting the Hellbrute at all. Not even in the least. Not even 1% of a millo nano.
They didn't like it.
I kind of want some marshmallows over fire.
Smells.
S'mores? Smells? Do you smell what? Fire? Smell?
Huh?
Cleansing flame.
What?
Orange.
Pie.
Okay, now I will pivot. And I shall move only 6. Not going towards the vortex. Okay, Vindicator. Pivot. Then move. Cruising speed. Deffy in the corner here.
He will move 6 inches up because he's useless. Very good.
Deployment. Look, it doesn't even look like any Grey Knights are on the table, according to the view of Deffy. No psychic phase for me. We're going to go straight to the shooting phase, starting with this Chaos Space Marine Squad with the Mark of Khorne. One flamer survived. I will flame you. I was going to say sidearm, but he is a monstrous creature.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, keep on forgetting that, because he looks like a thing that's bigger than a dreadnought that is him.
He should be.
Really.
But he's not.
No. He wants to be something that he's not. I don't know how that works for his psyche. Tough to six. Strength 4. Meeting a 6. Nothing. Bolt pistols from the rest. 4. Fifth guy's going to throw a crack grenade.
Okay.
3's to hit. 3 hits. 6 is the wound. Mark of Dave. Come on. Oh, nothing. Now. Crack grenade. 3. Oh. Where were you last time? Now I need a 4. And that's a wound. You have a 2 up save?
2 up save.
Ah.
It's the baby carrier.
Okay. Oh, man. 2 Meltas out of the Rhino will fire at the Dread Knight. 2 will hit, not Melta range, so I need 2's to wound. You're not a vehicle anyway, doesn't matter. Melta range. It's 2 wounds, so 2 invuln saves. 4 plus invuln now because you are sanctuaried.
Come on.
Oh, only 1. So he's got 3 wounds left. Combi Bolter on the Rhino. Fire. And 2 hits. 6's. Nothing. Plasma Cannon on the Hellbrood will fire at the Dread Knight. Rolling to get hot first. Definitely does not get hot. I'm going to go over there, a little bit further away from my Chaos Space Marines. Hopefully I don't scatter. And, 4 inches. That misses. Missile Launcher now. I'm going to fire. 3 to hit, that's a hit. 2 to wound, that's a wound. Regular 2 up save. Saved! Defis, Battle Cannon will fire onto the Dread Knight now. Going back there. Direct it! 2 to wound.
Yay! Oh!
Twin linked Reaper Auto Cannon is out of range to shoot, so I will not snapshot that, but I will flat out my Vindicator forward 6 inches.
Can't escape. Can't run.
Cultists down below will shoot at the paladins. 4 is the wound. 2. 2 plus save.
Get one.
That's a 6. And I just double checked the army printout. And the reason why I'm remembering after the fact is because I printed out this army like 3 months ago. So I haven't looked at it since, but it was already pre-made, so I just kind of threw it together, right? Instead of spending a couple hours making a list.
I think you cheated.
I don't think I am.
No. Check.
You just don't want to die.
No, I don't.
No.
Don't show me.
9 auto pistol shots. 4 is to hit. 5 is to wound. Oh! 3 wounds. 2 plus save. Oh! 1 gets wounded!
Wound.
1 wound. Cultist squad in the back. They are fearless. And they're going to shoot the paladins. Only 3 can actually reach, and none can actually hit.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so Jay, going on to the assault phase. The Hellbrute will declare an assault against the Dread Knight that will move back in place for me pointing at him.
I will overwatch.
Okay. Starting with a heavy side cannon on 6's. Getting 2. Strength 7. 5's a glance. That is nothing. Heavy incinerator will now wall of flame. D3 hits, you get 3. 6 is the glance, strength 6, and you get 1 glance. All right, Mr. Hellbrute, let's see if you can make 5-inch charge. 7. I gotta remember to do my hit that I get when I charge into combat because I, what's it called?
Hammer run.
That's it! Chaos Space Marines will charge the knight, and I get 7. Cultists right here, they're going to declare an assault against paladins.
Overwatch.
Alright, snowball the shots. Overwatch. Hitting on 6's. You got 8 here. You get 1 hit. And you're going to wound again. And I'm going to roll this again, see if you can mark a Dave three times in a row.
You try that.
That was a cover save roll, by the way. In case you, because they have improvised armor, that would slice through that. Now it's a psi cannon. And one guy dies. I'm going to roll for my charge. I need a 5. And I get a 5! Just barely! So the flamer is the only one that can actually make base contact right now. Starting with this combat right here, Hellbrute Hammer of Wrath. Auto hit, and I'm gonna get you.
I'm a girl.
What?
I'm a girl, you can't hit me!
You're playing that card?
Yeah, don't do it!
Okay, you're an evil girl. I will declare a challenge. Issue one. Do you accept?
Of course.
Yes. Yes, of course!
Wait.
Okay, we're gonna have you roll first. We're all the same initiative here.
3 attacks plus 1 for special weapon on the power fist.
Yep.
And on 3s.
Because your weapons go 5. Nice. And 2's the wound. And that's 2 deaths. Yep. So my champion and the dude next to him will die, but they get to attack first before they die.
Yes, they do.
25 attacks coming your way. Good thing there's corn. Good thing there's rage. Good thing there's more attacks.
I'm scared.
Watch this. Hit you on 5s. Rerolling because of Veterans of the Long War.
That's silly.
I think it's good. It's just nothing.
What?
And for the rerolls. Oh, that's a decent amount more.
Don't show mark up, Dave.
Alright, I need 6s to wound you. Oh, it's 2!
2!
2 plus 8. Oh! So the Hellbrute doesn't actually have a power fist because he has a plasma cannon and a missile launcher. So what he's going to have to do now is just roll. He needs 4s, he only has 3 attacks. Gets 1, and I need a 4 again. And that is... You can roll again, and you can save. Oh! That's probably what would have wounded anyway, so he goes down to 2. 2 of my guys die. We pile in and get nice and cozy. So I lost combat by 1. So I can make my own leadership. And I make it. Paladins. You actually attack first.
I do.
But I will issue you a challenge.
I'll accept. You pile in first? This was a question that I had.
Pile in first before the challenge?
Right. What happens first?
I don't know the answer to that, but as long as we both agree on something, then I think it's fine.
Okay.
So I'm just going to move up first.
Yep.
And then you pile in.
Okay.
That's probably the right way. Because you challenge before any moves are struck or any hits are blown.
What about Hammer of Wrath?
That's first.
Do you issue a challenge first, or do you take Hammer of Wrath first?
I would guess that you issue a challenge first, because you do at the beginning of the fight's up base.
Right, and Hammer of Wrath happens on initiative step 10.
Right. Okay. Starting with the Grandmaster first, he's going to attack the Cultist Champion. You have 5 attacks because of counterattack.
Yes.
Hitting on 3s.
Wow.
Whoa. Wow. I'm happy with life.
Wow. AP 3.
Strength 5, toughness 3, so 2's to wound. Get a 1. Oh, he's dead. And Cultist Champion goes down. Paladins go next. 15 attacks in total, hitting on 3s. This time, 3's to wound. Oh, hello, ones. 4 cultists die, Flamer being one of them. And I will pile in at my initiative step. Cult is going to attack back with 16 attacks. Good thing for the Mark of Corn and Rage. That was hitting on 4s. I didn't get too many there. Now I wound you on 5s. And that's 1 wound! 2 up save. Saved. Because they're part of the Hell Cult formation, that gives them fearless. Stay in combat. End of combat pilot moves. Get more cozy. That's the end of turn 1. This is what has happened. On Grey Knight's turn, they managed to steal the initiative. You have 2 rhinos with your purifiers and your strike force, and then you managed to actually deep strike both units that were in reserve, which were your paladins of the Grandmaster and the Nemesis Dread Knight right there. You shot with his Torrent Flamer, killed a bunch of cultists, which are fearless, didn't have to make a leadership test, and I don't think you did anything else with that, or your heavy side cannon. And your Grandmaster, however, did psychic charge
the rhino with the vortex of doom, doom, doom. Blew it up, garnering first blood and a kill point. Guys inside passed their leadership test. They were not pinned. And I think you even managed to kill some guys. Three guys.
Yes.
Like some shooting.
That's right.
Of like psi cannon stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds very familiar. And then you move your purifiers around. And then your brother Captain's just like way in the back. You know, him and Deffy have something big in common. They're just not even going to be part of this game. It's on Chaos' turn. Focused all the firing at the Dread Knight. It only got one wound. Because it was only in the close combat phase that I actually got an additional wound.
Yes.
So that is crazy. Even like, yeah, that, wow. And one wound on a paladin there. Yes. From the
shooting
cultist.
Yeah.
Deffy moved up. I should have actually ran him. He does have fleet, so he would have had a good chance of running up a little bit further. Instead, he chose to fire his battle cannon because he just likes to shoot his battle cannon because that's his favorite thing to do in life. And also, this Vindicator moved up 12 and then flat out 6. My strategy for this guy is to move around here, the side, and for my cultists to move up, tie up in close combat because they're fearless. So for at least another round, they're going to be close, and I'm going to get you with the Demolisher Cannon, like at least one time before the Vindicator dies. That's just my goal. That's all I want to do.
It's a good goal.
And, That should happen. Anyway, turn two, Vortex of Doom.
Grey Knights, turn two.
Purifiers inside the rhino. Can move around the corner and go cruising speed. And just so you can see. You don't have to actually hit terrain. You could just move around it. You might lose a couple inches, but it's up to you.
Yeah, I'll still hit them. So, okay. I'll come this way then.
Okay. And the Brother Captain, which... foot slogging along behind the rhino. He is now a full cruising speed, almost a full cruising speed. He's behind. Yeah.
He's
we gotta tell him this stuff, make him get better. It's like back in the day when kids sucked at sports, people would actually tell them they suck. Whereas now it's like no matter what you do, they say good job.
You get a medal.
Yeah.
Even if you lose. Last place, you get a medal.
You used to, you got here and you were blinking. Medal. And before we go any further on this turn, we're going to move this vortex and handle this. So, does it scatter? And if it does, please get a double. Please. Oh, not double. But 9 inches that way. I might be safe. We shall see. And that goes...
I think it's going to be okay.
So it misses. Strike force inside that rhino. Rhino's going to move combat speed. Disembark the strike force. So we've decided to actually pretty much keep the rhino in the same spot. We just disembarked the combat squadron units of Strike Force. Units of Strike Force sounds weird, but I think that's actually right.
It is.
Yeah. So essentially what it did is the rhino didn't move. Guys disembarked first, now we're gonna move the rhino.
And then we're
go combat speed over there.
That, just to find some blockage.
Psychic phase for Grey Knights. 2 plus 11. 13. Brother Captain on the far side will attempt to Gate of Infinity. Warp charge 1 or 2?
1.
And he makes it.
Yes.
He's going to choose to go right there. And you don't actually scatter because you have your teleport homer.
Yes.
In that squad inside the rhino.
Correct. But so, I will take a dangerous terrain test.
Because you are in terrain, yes. And you're fine.
Very good.
I will get closer to the battle, brothers. Wasn't there supposed to be a brother captain in this game?
Gonna cast Sanctuary on the Dread Knight. Warp Charge 1. Got it. Would you like to deny?
Meow.
Meow?
Is a color.
Meow?
No, I won't.
Okay, thanks. So there's two Purifier units in there. One of them will try to cast Cleansing Flame, and it will only hit this unit here.
They can do it in the combat?
Correct, they can.
Ooh.
Nova! Okay, Warp Charge 2. I got it.
D6 hits on
yes.
That dude right there. And you don't have to roll the hit? Do you have to roll the hit or no?
Matt would say yes, maybe. But I'm not sure.
You would say yes?
I don't.
But you don't?
I don't roll the hit. I don't know. It's that whole ambiguous, do you roll the hit on a Witchfire that has a...
So we just looked it up in the rules under Nova, so Nova's automatically hit, even if they're in combat, which goes answers my question. And it's 2d6 instead of 1 for the cleansing flame. And that's 3 instead of 1. Strength 5, AP4 against toughness 4 equals 3s to wound. 3 wounds. 3 up save. And one guy dies. And it's the flamer. Ouch.
And now the unit's on fire.
Because of Soul Blaze?
Correct.
Nice.
They're burning up.
Expecto Patronum. And at this point, we're just going to stop doing any other psychic abilities because right now they would be futile.
Yes, 4 charges to the waist.
Going on to the shooting phase. Those Strike Force. Mm-hmm. First combat squadded group, they're going to fire at the cultists, which are right there. See, that's actually really smart because what I was going to do with them, which I probably won't be able to do anymore, is run up and engage those paladins in close combat so they would be forced to stay in that position so that my demolisher cannon can kill some stuff. Probably won't happen now.
Deny.
It's my guess that it won't happen. 10 Stormbolter shots.
On threes.
Wounding on threes. Oh, 5 wounds. No longer knight fighting. They can't go to ground because they're fearless. So, 1 left. Now for the second strike squad unit behind the first one is going to fire at this last remaining cultist, needing 3s for the Stormbolters. 4 hits, they wound on 3s, and that would be a dead cultist.
And a kill point!
And a kill point.
Point.
I don't think I have any yet.
No.
Not even a single one.
Not one.
Oh, just, yeah. He's dead. Going on to the assault phase, starting with the Dread Knight versus the 3 Chaos Space Marines and the Hull Brute. Same initiative, but we're going to start with the Dread Knight for attacks. Hitting on 3s, because of Web Skill 5. And that would be 2.
Well, strength 10.
And just to clarify, those were hits against the Hellbrute. So now you need 2s to glance. And you get a glance and a nothing. This is where I see your reaction, and I'm happy. Those Chaos Space Marines there, they're going to throw some crack grenades at your face. In your baby's mouth. That sounds horrible.
Baby's mouth.
That's what this model is.
It is.
Okay, so I need 4s to hit you.
Yep.
And that's nothing.
Oh, well,
that's not even a single thing ever for anyone in their lifetime.
There you go.
Look at that.
None.
Yeah.
Lost.
I expected a lot more Patronum.
Table.
Yeah, right into the vent. Yeah, it's good.
That's what happened.
Ricochet. Now for the Hellbrute. He's going to attack, hitting you in 4s. Good! Mm-hmm. Yes! Come on. I need 4s now. That's 2. If you get double 1s, then there's going to be some noise in this room. Come on, Jay. Jay, look at me. Come on.
Am I looking for 2s?
You're looking for a snake eye.
Yes!
Took off a hull point from the Hellbrood. I did nothing against you, so my side lost the combat. These guys are going to roll for leadership. And they mech it. Now, on to the Purifiers.
Paladins.
Oh,
that's what you said, right?
It's my accent's kind of thick,
yeah.
So maybe paladins against the cultists. You know, you should probably take me out this turn.
Yeah, I should.
If you don't, there would be some noise in this room, and the noise will sound like noises of Slaanesh laughter.
I shall smite thee.
Grandmaster attacks first. 4 attacks, hitting on 3s. Wounding on 2s. 2 death. Boom, boom. Now for the paladins. They're going to attack the cultists. 10 attacks. Hitting on 3s. Getting a lot of nothing.
Yeah. Strength 5. Sorry, strength 4.
Winning on 3s. Death.
They die.
That's a death. And a kill point!
Kill point!
Consolidate. 5 inches. And you will consolidate in a direction that is... I'm gonna say southward, but according to the camera angle, it looks like it's west. Either way, it's closer to my guys, and that's fine. It's all fine. It's away from the demolisher cannon. That's all you want.
Exactly.
Beginning of chaos, turn 2. Vortex needs to be resolved.
Mm-hmm.
Let's roll that now, shall we?
Hit yourself.
Doubles, doubles. Oh! Oh! Well, it goes that way at least 3 inches. And before we forget, we're going to resolve the Soul Blaze and those Chaos Space Marines from the Cleansing Flame. 4 plus, it continues. D3. Oh, you get 3. Strength, 4. AP 5 hits. And that's 2 wounds. 2 3-up saves. And I lose another guy!
Burn!
They're all the exact same, so I'll just remove one.
I am gonna jump over to this side of the battlefield so that I can maneuver this demolisher cannon that's mounted on this Vindicator.
Pivot, and 6, and then I'll go again.
That's the demolisher cannon. Gonna go over to Deffy. He's gonna move up his 6, and he'll probably run this turn. So, before I get too far into my turn, I'm gonna roll for Deep Strike Reserves. We've got Abaddon and the Terminators, which he's attached to. On a 3+, he comes in, and they are in.
Why?
That's what I turned around to. It's a Melta in the back. Armor 10. I'm gonna try to go right there, on this side of the battlefield, behind Strike Squad, Strike Force. Let's see if I can do it. Oh, 5 inches that way, not bad.
So he goes right on top of the terrain. So we're gonna just place him right there. So technically their base is supposed to be attached to the guy in the middle. So that means that would be 6 dangerous terrain tests I gotta make. Since each one has different war gear, roll them individually. Starting with Abaddon, good. Guy next to him, good. Him, good. Far side, good. Good. Oh, one more. Guy on top. Good. So, Chosen inside the Rhino. Gonna pivot. Move within my combat speed. And disembark. Disembarkation.
So my goal with those Chosen, with the Meltas, is shoot at those Paladins. Because they negate your Feel and Save. And
save.
Your Feel and Save. That's not what I did there. That was on purpose. Just so you know.
Okay. Starting with the shooting phase, I checked line of sight like 5 times, and Deffy's battle cannon can see this one guy, one paladin, which means that if he gets a direct hit, he covers all but the one on the far side, so 5. And... oh!
Direct hit.
That's direct hit. 2 up to wound. And 4 wounds. 2 plus save, because it's only AP 3 for me.
Yes! Whoa, nice!
And Paladin.
They have 2 wounds each, but it's insta-killing because it's double the toughness. Yep. Next.
This guy?
Yep.
Oh!
My gosh!
Nice!
Ah, that's my All feel right. no pain!
Yeah, that's your no feel no pain. A Grandmaster, so you can look up there.
I have to.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. 2 plus?
Yep.
Okay, so look down, sir. So on to the next guy.
2 plus.
Yeah, he saved. 2 plus. Look out, sir.
Yep.
Okay. Not. Oh, yeah, you make it. And then last wound. Oh!
What the heck?
Oh, wow. That was amazing. Deffy is a good boy. Next up, Chosen Chaos Space Marines with 4 Meltas and a fire at Paladins. You ready? 3s to hit. That's 3 hits. 2s to wound. That's 2 wounds. 5 up and won't save. You gonna do lookouts there first?
Yes.
Okay.
So 2.
And so onto regular Paladin.
5 up.
Death.
Is it death?
Yeah. Strength 8.
Oh my gosh. 2 up.
Lookouts there. Made it, so next guy.
Go up.
Oh, wow.
Ones.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh. Gone.
That's, wow.
500 points.
Did you say 500?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's like a quarter of my list.
I think, yeah.
It's a third of my list.
Third of your list, yeah. That's, that's almost as much as a rhino being blown up in first turn. Nope, not even close to a comparison. Not even a smidge.
Not at all.
That is a kill point, you are correct. So,
now comes the time that we go over to the Vindicator and the Demolisher Cannon. We'll shoot this armor. I'm gonna go like in the back corner so I'm as close as possible to those guys. Come on, come on. Oh! Okay, so that just gets your tank. So that'll only move an inch, so I just get your tank. Strength 10, sidearm 11, 1 to glance. That's a pen.
AP2, so adding one to the result here, hoping for a 6! And, well, it's immobilized at least.
And we got a nice little immobilized marker on it. Thank you very much, Mr. Sir Strumming.
Now, Terminators with their combi bolters are going to rapid fire into the Strike Force. Good thing there is... Whoa! They actually missed more than they hit. Good thing they're twin-linked combi bolters. Okay, let's... Still... 4 is to wound. And that would be 3 wounds. 3 pluses. That's a death, death, death.
Oh,
I feel your pain. And it's good pain. So while that's all happening, I'm actually going to roll him separate. Abaddon, he's got combo bolter as well, but he's got better ballistic skill. Mm-hmm. So that's a hit. And 4s. And
nothing.
So, this aspiring champion right there, the chosen champion, he actually didn't even fire his bolter. So
Ray's being very nice and allowing me to kill the Grandmaster.
You're supposed to be an expert. You're supposed to remember these
things. Oh, that's a burn. Okay, so that's 2 hits, and that's 1 wound, and 2 plus save, and that's Market Dave.
She's so happy to see Market Dave. Like, every time, you know it's just good news, right?
Combi bolter on top of the Rhino. It's going to shoot your Grandmaster.
Okay.
2 hits, winning on 4s, 1 wound, 2 up save, Market Dave again. End of the shooting phase, going to do leadership on the Grandmaster. And he stays put. And the strike force back there, combat squadded one. They lost 3 guys. They need a leadership test as well.
There should be.
And they're fine. Salt phase. This time I can roll first.
Okay.
My turn. These 2 dudes right there. I'm gonna roll 2 dice for crack grenades. Hitting on 4s, that's 2 hits. Wounding on 4s, that's 1 wound. And you get your 2 up save, and that is a save. Now for the Hellbrute. 1 hit, and 4 to wound. 1 wound, 2 up save, nothing. Dread Knight's gonna attack the Hellbrute back. 4 attacks, hitting on 3s. That's 4. Oh wow, that's kind of scary actually, because that's 2s to glance. And that's, okay, that's very honest of you. That would have been a pen, so because of that, that's, oh, he's dead. Well, we see if he explodes. Does he explode?
Will the rest go to the other guys?
The rest goes to, no. Huh? Different unit.
Oh.
Explode. And another die in there. No. Had something in my throat there. Sorry.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Need some water?
It's all out. Yeah. I lost combat. Chaos Space Marines are going to make a leadership test, and they're going to pass. Wait. Yes. Soul Blaze now on those Space Marines. Why am I rolling for something that's going to kill me? That will continue. So, D3. 1. 4 to wound. That's a wound. 3 up save. Gonna save. That would have killed me. Safe for another round of being encircled in the flames of fire. Grey Knights, turn 3. I think we're staring into our own little mini Eye of Terror. In this vortex, which we need to reconcile. Get a double, please. You're bound to get a double right now. Nothing. You missed Korn. Before we continue with turn 3, we're going to do a turn recap for turn 2, just to give you guys a little bit more perspective on what's happening in the battle from the eagle eye view. Very nice thing. Somebody made a comment to do it one time, and it was a very good idea, and I just continue to do it because it's good. Got to be able to tell what's happening. When you have this demigod view, you see all, and you see yourself dying faster than you want to, because I think I'm... Well, no, I got a little bit better, because I killed your paladins with Defi and Melta. That happened right there in that area. So that Grandmaster's a little bit lonely right now.
So now you're 1-4.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, but even though I'm losing in kill points, I feel like I'm about equal with you. Yeah, because I think I actually killed more points.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
Oh yes.
But you just got another one because you also demolished my Hellbrute.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this Chaos Space Marine Squad is almost dead. Which will actually be a very good thing. So this is your turn, right?
Right, second phase, they'll be dead.
Yeah. Why? But
cleansing.
Yes, probably. Okay, so they're dead. Anyway. Strike squad, strike force. They came on, they disembarked.
Yes.
And then the Terminators deep struck behind them. and Kami bolted their backs off. So that probably wasn't too nice. Mm-hmm. It's been, you know, a little bit of a sunburn.
Yeah.
Dragged across rocks. Like, that's probably... It's kind of visceral. I apologize. You got immobilized from the demolisher cannon on the Vindicator from this side, because the Vindicator was actually able to do something this turn. Very first time he was able to do it. Very happy.
Two turns.
Deffy's pretty proud of himself, too, because he moved up six, and he killed a bunch of paladins. Like, those three ones that you rolled... We're nuts, I'm not gonna lie. Like, that's like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, that statistically.
It's very typical of me, though.
But, like, statistically, it should not have happened.
No.
It just did, though.
I'm not statistical.
I guess not.
I'm a statistical anomaly.
Yeah. And one thing I will mention, this brother captain is still hiding there. So, I don't know what he's gonna do, but I'm not gonna lie. A little unnerving. Like, he's just there and ready with his halberd.
Yep. He's hiding.
Strike Force, they're gonna move back 6 inches towards the Chaos Terminators in true cultist style. With the cultists and the paladins. That's my guess anyway, but the only difference is you have a lot better weaponry.
Mm.
So you can probably do stuff to them.
Flamer.
That's not good for business.
It's actually an incinerator.
That's even better for business.
Yeah.
Second Strike Force squad will move. It will follow in suit behind the first one. Because they back up their two brothers.
That's right. Parker Dave.
Those two swords are sweet. Not gonna lie. He looks like a samurai.
He does.
Are you sure he's not a white scar?
I'm pretty sure.
So. Grandmaster's gonna roll for difficult terrain because you're gonna go into the ruins right beside you.
In these ruins, I shall find sanctuary.
Let's see what I did there. Rhino with
pivot.
Purifiers.
Correct.
Nice, I got it right.
There you go.
He's gonna pivot,
and then we're gonna move up six, and he's gonna hit terrain. Go over here.
Yeah. The suspense. The suspense right there, because I just had a feeling that something was gonna happen to a track on a tank.
Remember what I said about rolling your dice and how it wasn't good for me?
Yeah.
This is the part of the game where I pull up my own dice.
Okay. Brother Captain, beside the now immobilized tank, will move through difficult terrain 4 inches. Closer to his Grandmaster. On the other side. It's like, hey, yo, what's up, brother? Purifiers are going to disembark from the Rhino. Now, this should have happened before the Brother Captain moved, but this is a friendly game, so we'll just go ahead and do it. And you let me shoot with that guy, too. So, you know, good sportsmanship.
That's right. It's all about having fun.
Yeah, we throw a frisbee to Zinch, and he passes back. And these are two units of Purifiers, because they are combat squadded as well.
Yes.
You just said that like a Haligonian. Psychic phase. Did I kill some of your psychers?
I lost 1 point, yes.
Only 1 point?
Only 1 point.
Oh.
So I still have 10, which means I have 14.
Whoa.
To your 4.
First Purifier group is going to cast Cleansing Flame onto the Chaos Space Marines, which are locked to Clobat combat with
Clobat.
Clobat, you know. Cobalt.
Cobalt.
Yeah, Dark Elder. Yeah. Mitch. Love that dude. He's hilarious.
Warp Charge 2.
Okay. Oh, Jay, you show up at the right time.
Next unit will do it.
Okay. And how? I have to try. I might get 3 sixes here. You never know. Not even one.
What do you mean you tried?
2d6 for this Cleansing Flame Nova.
8 hits.
Strength 5, 84. Freeze the wound. That's a lot of 3+ save. Oh, the 2 that you needed. It's a kill. And Soul Blaze goes with them. Grandmaster now is going to cast Vortex of Doom. Warp Charge 3. If you fail, you automatically peril. Mm-hmm. And that's a fail.
Oh,
sauce.
That's a fail.
Perils of the Warp. What do you get? You get a 4, which is Psychic Backlash.
No saves me, kind
of
one wound.
She just has a wound. 3 down to 2 wounds. Purifiers. The first group there with 2 guys left, they're gonna cast Hammer Hand on themselves.
Yep. Got it.
And that's +2 strength.
Correct.
And the unit behind will do the same. No.
Going on to the shooting phase, the purifier will shoot his incinerator.
Strike. Strike squad.
Oh, I was calling him something that he didn't like being called.
He looks like a purifier, but...
Yeah. He's got a brother who's a purifier. Either way, strength 6, 8, before.
Yep, four.
We cover four guys.
Two's to wound.
And that would be two wounds. Looks like it's those two who are closest, so 2 plus save.
Oh! Soul Blade!
And the strike squad member behind or beside the incinerator guy is going to shoot his storm bolter and get nothing. 5-man strike force behind the first squad are going to shoot their storm bolters. 10 shots.
Boundaries.
Statistical. Toughness 4. Winning on 4.
4 wounds. So that's 4 wounds. I'm going to make 4 2 plus saves. I'm going to roll one at a time just to see if it works. Okay. Nothing. 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 Right?
Now roll them off.
I'm going to roll, yeah, see if I get a 1 in there. Yeah, see?
See?
It's so weird.
That's a thing.
It is a thing.
It's weird.
Yeah. So why would you ever not roll them one at a time then?
Imagine if you're like Tyranid player.
That's true. That's why. So it's a matter of courtesy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Rhino can still shoot at Stormbolter. He's only mobilized. He still has his guns intact. He'll shoot at...
Terminators.
Terminators on this side. 3's a hit. 2 hits. 4's a wound. 1 wound. 2 plus save. Save.
Heavy incinerator.
Torrent heavy incinerator on the Nemesis Dread Knight.
Shoot at those Chaos Chosen.
6.
Yep. Choose the wound.
Only 4.
So this one, should I roll at once or one at a time? What do you think?
Do it all at once.
Because you want more to die, right? Oh, only one dies. That is melted though.
Torn hits the Rhino, so on 5s you glance it, and that's nothing.
Heavy side cannon now on the Dread Knight. 6 shots.
3s.
Winning on 2s, 6 is rend. So you're shooting through that now busted up Hellbrew, so I get cover from that. Would have got cover anyway. No, I wouldn't have. You would have been in close combat. That doesn't make sense. I'm just going to roll my dice. 5 plus. Yay! Now the other save, 3 plus. 1 dies. That's one more. Actually, wait, hold on. Are they equidistant?
I think this guy's a little closer.
Then I'm not going to look up, sir. I will kill him.
Brother Captain and the Grandmaster inside the train there.
They're going to fire their storm bolters at what's left of these Chosen. Hitting on 2s, both of them. That's 4 hits. Wounding on 4s. 3. 3 up, say.
Nice!
5-man purifier group in the front. They're going to shoot their storm bolters at the Chosen. Shoot right there. 10 shots. Hitting on 3s. 4 is to wound.
Aye.
3 plus save.
Oh, hello!
That's a save, by the way.
That's a pretty good save.
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Second group of purifiers going to shoot their storm bolters. 8 in total shots. Because 4 of them are firing. Hitting on 3s.
Oh, wow!
Whoa. Speak anymore. No more speaking from you.
Wounding on 4s. Oh, see? Look at that. Oh, you know what?
Roll it for the third time
in
a row.
I will. I'll watch this. Watch this. Oh, that's not bad. It's close.
Stormbolter on top of the Rhino will shoot at the Chosen on 3s.
4's wound. 3 up. Save. End of shooting phase. Leadership test on these guys. Chosen. And they fail.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh.
And they move back 5 inches. They're probably still on the board. Right there. Oh, man. I wanted to fire full Blissey skill Melta at your Grandmaster face. This is what I wanted to do. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to do
today.
It.
Not today.
Not even close to today, man. Maybe tomorrow. No, they'll be dead. So not even going to happen. Ever. In this existence.
Gone.
Strike Force Alpha? That's not their name. No, Strike Force. Okay. 2 Strike Force members right there declaring an assault against these Chaos Terminators. I will overwatch for sure, definitely. I love it. My life.
Combi Bolters. Hitting on 6s, 8 shots. You killed one with the Combi Bolter. Champion
has lightning claws. So he doesn't actually have anything. So hitting on sixes, but reroll because they're combi. Or they're combi wolfers. Yeah. Twin linked. Getting an extra hit out of it. Winning on fours. One wound. Three up save. Saved.
You've got a 4-inch charge you gotta make. Two dice. You make it.
You just make it.
I made it.
Yeah.
Bam. Made it. And done.
Made all your own ingredients and everything.
There.
Put it in the oven.
Cooked it up.
Hey, what about... Oh, yeah. Combat squad. Right. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
They're next.
Next group. They're going to assault as well. And you are 8 inches away. Do you make it? Oh, whoa. Just do you ever. You're going to issue a challenge?
I issue a challenge. Do you accept?
I do. With my Terminator champion, Lightning Claw Dude. Actually, I do with Abaddon, so I'm gonna swap him out. Boom. These dudes over here, they're going to pile in.
Do it.
So Abaddon, who accepted the challenge, attacks first with his highest initiative, and I'm choosing to roll for his Drektian, which is a demon weapon. We do this at the beginning of fights and things. See how many attacks he gets.
Ah!
We said it would happen in dead psychers. Yes, and for those of us who don't know what that means, Drachnian's a demon weapon. So if I roll a 1, my weapon skill drops. So that means I'm 5s to hit you, 3s to hit me, and I take a wound. So that slices through my armor, but I can take my invuln save against that demon weapon attack, 4+, which I make. You attack me, Mark of Korn gives me counterattack, 6 attacks. I have Veterans of Long War, so I could reroll any 5s, or non-5s, which is like all but 1. Good thing too. Wow. Wow. Oh, an additional hit. Dang. 2s to wound. Okay, so you're
I'm just dead.
Yeah, the dude is dead, and the guy beside him is dead.
Two guys are just dead.
Yeah, that's not good. But a good thing about this is that you can't actually attack me. You can attack the Terminators, because he was in a challenge, you know, so... Even still, you just died less. So, Strike Force, they're gonna pile in at their initial step and attack the Terminators. So that's.
Strike.
Force. I'm gonna just call him a Grey Knight.
Yeah, he's a Grey Knight.
Yeah, let's call him a Grey Knight. Yeah. He'll go first. Attacking the same mission. Actually, no, you attack me first because I got a Chain Fist, so you're attacking me first anyway.
Right. So 2 misses.
Okay. And the other two in the squad? Hitting on 4s. Wow. 1 hit. 2s to wound. That's a wound.
2+ save.
Made it! And the other 2 Grey Knights, part of the other Strike Force group, they're going to attack.
First guy with close combat weapons, 4s. 1 hit.
Hitting on 4.
4.
Or are you +2 strength?
+2 strength. So
you are?
Yeah.
Okay, so 2s. That's a wound. 2+ save. Oh!
Actually, I didn't get Hammer Hand on that other unit, remember? I got him on these 2 guys, not on those. But it didn't matter, because okay. I didn't get any wounds. But.
No, you're right. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'll take out the axe dude. He's got to attack last anyway. And then the second guy. It's 1 hit. And... That's a save. I'm going to do Terminator's Lightning Claw. Same initiative as you, so I'll just roll for him. That would be 3s to hit, because he's got weapon skill 5, because he's a special Terminator, because he's in Abaddon's group. Which, actually, I made a mistake earlier on in the game. He has ballistic skill 5 as well, so I should have been rolling 2s for those combi bolters. I'll have to remember in the future. It's got this thing, when I miss, get rules wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I get to reroll this because of Veterans of the Long War, and that's 3 hits. Now, 4 to wound. Reroll because of Shred, because of Lightning Claws. So that's 2 deaths.
Maybe 2?
Maybe 3.
Okay. That's a couple.
Now the last Terminator, moving in at their initiative steps, because they got Power Fist and a Chain Fist. Let's do the Power Fist first. That's 2 hits, and winning on 2s. So that's 2 deaths. And then the last guy here, Veterans of the Long War, reroll.
Oh, you're so lucky. One guy left. Oh, man.
So, he needs to make a leadership test. And he's got to make snake eyes.
Oh!
Jay, I told you to wait outside! So... Dread Knight is going to declare an assault against those chosen with Malthus, and I will attempt to overwatch. And yes, done slightly out of sequence. Probably should have done this first before we resolved that combat over there. But again, friendly game. It's all good. And I get to overwatch with Malthus. So hopefully I get some Mark and Dave. Oh, nothing. Not even one. You are going through terrain.
So 9 inches.
Yes. Oh.
Very close.
Just short. Now Soulblaze on the Terminators. 4 up, it continues. Oh, the flame dies out. Beginning of Chaos turn 3, which means we have to rectify this vortex. Let's see if I can get doubles on it. Come on, get doubles! No! 6, oh, I moved the scatter! Okay, I think it went that way, because...
Yeah, you just moved it up.
I just kind of slid it up, so...
Yeah.
As long as we both agree to that.
Yeah.
Oh, Deffy's getting... Like, he's moving up now. He can't move up. He's going to go into, like, the strength-y vortex. These guys are falling back. Chosen need to make a leadership test. See if they rally, and they do. So, 3-inch movement in this general direction, which is Grandmaster direction. You know what? I'm actually going to move them over a little. So I'll do a lateral move. I'm not going to move up any further. And the reason why is you'll see in a second. Now it's time to move the tank. So I'm going to go like this, pivot. I'm going cruising speed, by the way. And then I got to pivot again. I'm going to go like that. Look at that. Yeah, make it so your purifiers can't see me. Like for psychic or shooting alike.
Their Nova doesn't need line of sight, though.
That's kind of a scary thought.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pivot, move, pivot, and continue combat speed. I want to be able to shoot this immobilized rhino and get a kill point. Deffy is going to move back 6 because of that vortex of doom. He's scared of it. He's not fearless. So the fire finally started on that hell brute. You know, all that flesh just kind of smoldered it. But
there it goes.
Shooting phase, starting with the Vindicator. Going to go on the far side of this immobilized rhino. Let's see if I can get a direct hit. And, yeah, I get it because I only scatter an inch. One to glance. That's a pen. Adding 1 to the result here. And if I get immobilized again, then he's wrecked because he already has immobilization. Weapon destroyed. No more Storm Bolter for you.
No more Storm Bolter.
Rhino is going to turn its Combi Bolter face in direction of the Grandmaster and fire. Snap shooting because I moved. Cruising speed. Reroll those because it's a Combi Bolter and I get 1 hit. And I'm going to wound on a 4. And that is nothing. Chosen Chaos Space Marines with the Malthus are going to fire at the Grandmaster now. 6 is to hit because I just regrouped this turn. 1. All I need, I need a 2 to wound. That is a wound. You are in ruins. You get a 4 plus save. 50-50 chance that you are instant killed. Oh! Yes! Mark and Dave, you betray me! Ah! Deffy. Shoot his battle cannon pie plates. The purifiers look amazing. Can you get all of them when he goes over here?
I don't think so. I think either here or here you're gonna miss one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's go a little closer there. One over this. Yes. That's good. And I'm supposed to do this at the beginning of the shooting phase, but I haven't rolled anything yet, so we're both okay with this. I'm gonna activate my Demon Forge, which means I get to reroll my fail 2 wound rolls. See if I actually hit them first. I go that way 3 inches. So I end up hitting 4. 2 to wound. And I don't even roll a 1. Demon Forge is kind of wasted. But that's 4 wounds you need to make. 5 up. Cover saves you have. 4. And that's 4 deaths.
Yep.
The four in the front. So I need a roll for the Demon Forge. If I get a d6. If I get a 1, then I lose a hull point. I don't. So this combat over here, Abaddon's gonna go first. This is Talon of Horus. So that many hits. And it's a reroll, but he goes through his armor anyway. Yeah, so he's dead.
He's dead.
Let's consolidate. 6 inches.
Let's go in this direction. They want to be part of the party.
Where's the popcorn?
It's my favorite.
End of turn 3 recap. Grey Knight's turn. These guys disembarked from the Rhino. Rhino got immobilized when it did move. But he still disembarked from it. And your brother captain moved on the other side, and your grandmaster moved into terrain.
Your strike force assaulted the Terminators and got both of the squads kind of got obliterated, except for one dude. But that enabled you to keep me in combat on my turn, so I couldn't move closer to you. So
it was like, a miraculous roll.
It kind of was. Yeah, I think Grey Knight's got a miracle there.
I took out one of your Terminators.
Yep, from shooting.
Yes.
Yes. So that's kind of sad and embarrassing. You know, die from the bolter, star bolter. But anyway, you focus fire on the chosen Marines and you kill two of them. I failed my leadership for my morale test for running back, so I fell back. But I regrouped on my turn. And I actually got a wound through with the Meltas, but you made your cover save because you're in the ruins. So that was pretty sweet for you. Deffy shot his battle cannon. Killed 4. Nice. Oh! Leadership?
Oh yeah, I took leadership test.
Yeah. He's fine. Leadership test on them. Demolish your cannon on the Vindicator. Shot at the side armor of the Rhino. Took out another hull point. Weapon destroyed. Cannot shoot anything. It's completely, like, kind of neutered.
Yep. He's in your way.
A little bit. And then the Terminators with Abaddon finish off the last strike force and moved 6 inches consolidation towards the action, which is on this side of the board. Right here. So, kill points. You're still in the lead.
Yep. 5-3.
Catching up. Yes. Turn 4. Beginning of Grey Knights, turn 4. Rectify. Vortex. And it doubles. I can't believe it doubles. It's not been rolled yet. And it moves over. Closer to the Nemesis Dread Knight. Is jump monstrous creature?
The personal teleporter gives him jump.
Really?
Yeah.
That wasn't a disbelief. I believed you when I said, really? Purifiers, starting with the one-man squad. He's gonna move up 6. And the squad behind.
Move up.
Move 7. Doing a little bit of battle cannon.
Preparing.
Brother Catherine. He's gonna roll for difficult terrain so he can move out of the ruins. 3 inches. And when you say dudes, you're referring to the chosen Chaos Space Marines.
Yes.
Psychic phase?
2.
Plus 10? No, I just killed more.
You
plus
did.
8.
Losing guys.
So you have 9 in total?
Yeah.
So you only have 7 warp charges in your army now. Sweet. Correction, you have 8 warp charges on the table and you rolled a 2. So you have 10 in total. Dread Knight will cast Sanctuary on himself.
Got it once.
I'm not going to use my 2 dice to try to deny that. Grandmaster is going to cast Purgsoul onto the Terminator squad with Abaddon.
Charge 1. Got it.
I will try to deny that.
Okay.
I need 1-6 here to deny this.
Mm-hmm.
Just 1. Oh!
Are they all 10? You take whoever you want from the unit, or what?
Yeah. Leadership 10.
Okay.
Oh, no. Terminator champion out front is going to have to take this. That negates any armor or cover saves, but I do get my invuln saves. And I make it. All of that.
Man.
For a save. Cleansing flame.
Warp charge 2, need them both.
And you're targeting this guy. But you miss it.
And the other unit will do it too.
Alright. Warp charge 2?
Yes.
Oh,
I don't get
sweet,
it.
Sweet, sweet.
Dang.
Shooting phase. Purifier with the Psy Cannon is going to shoot at
those guys. You did move, so it's two shots.
Yep. Threes. Wits.
Wounding on twos. One wound.
Rhino does provide a cover save to the only one that you can see visually. Mm-hmm. I will get a 5+ cover save. And I die.
Grandmaster will now shoot a Storm Bolter at the Chosen. Hitting on twos.
Two hits. Wounding on fours. Two wounds. My bad, it was only one wound. I'm gonna roll a 3+ save. Death.
Now the Dread Knight will fire its Torrent Heavy Incinerator at this last remaining Chosen Chaos Space Marine. And you need a 2. And you get a 1. Gotta get your reaction.
It's too good. It's too good to miss. I love it.
Heavy Psy Cannon will focus fire on two Chosen. See what happens. 3s to hit. 3 hits. My eyes deceive me. It was only 3 hits. And now 2's to move.
Now do you
want to
go to ground?
So one of those is a rending, so I will definitely go to ground. Go for the first?
Sure.
Okay, 6 up. Nope. Dead.
Beginning of Chaos Turn 4. Vortex of Doom. Let's see what happens. And I get doubles. Oh, so just dissipate. Chaos Terminator is moving up. This is beautiful because charge range. We're in charge range of the Dread Knight. Just to be safe, I'm actually going to move over slightly to the side. Just for spillover splash damage from Demolisher Cannon reasons. Now Deffy on the far side here is going to move up 6. Vindicator is going to move up, pivot, then move up, stay an inch away.
Shooting phase. Deffy Battle Cannon. He's going to pie plate right there. He misses one if he gets a direct hit. And he goes over 2 inches. So that scatters over. Gets 3 of these purifiers and it clips that brother captain in cover. Let's do the purifiers first. 2's to wound. That's 2 wounds. You get a 5+ cover save. And that was rolled kind of on camera. So, it works. They're not dead.
They're not.
Now for the brother captain. 2's the wound.
Reaper auto cannon is actually in range now. So, I will snap shoot it because I fired my battle cannon. On 6s, that's 1 hit so far. It is twin linked. Yeah, that's 2 hits. 2's the wound. And that's 2 wounds. And you get a 3+ cover save. I mean, armor save. And that kills.
What happened?
So back and forth.
What happened? Well, actually, you know what? To be fair, I did target over that guy. So that means I don't get the kill point for that one.
Oh,
because
okay.
Those two would be killed. There we go.
Demolisher Cannon on the Vindicator is going to shoot and hit the Purifier Squad. Check the line of sight. We can see it. If it gets a direct hit on there, I cover...
3 of them?
Yeah. Oh, whoa!
Oh, boy.
Oh, 8 inches! So right on top of the Brother Captain and the Chapter, the Grandmaster.
Yep.
So that is kind of scary.
It is.
On the Grandmaster. 2+ the wound. That's a wound. And then I'll roll for the Brother Captain, too. 2+. 2 wounds. This is it. You get your 4+ cover save. So on the Grandmaster.
What's his strength?
Strength 10. So this is an insta kill. That's 2 kill points! Oh, the poetic justice of hiding in the ruins. And now for the Brother Captain. 4+. Oh, he survives.
Any leadership tests that are needed? Maybe on them?
Yep.
8?
Maybe.
Leadership 9 on the purifiers.
And you're good.
Assault phase. Declaring an assault against the Nemesis Dread Knight. Overwatch.
Oh, yes.
Wall of Flame first. D3 hits. Getting 3. That's not good. 2's the wound. 3 wounds.
2+ save.
Oh! Yes! And that's those two. That's not good, Abby.
Heavy side cannon now. At Abaddon and the cowering Terminator behind him.
Yeah.
Sixes. Getting three. Two's the wound. Two's the wound. Oh, no.
All right, Abaddon. Oh, you know what? Two plus. I'm going to roll one at a time.
Oh, of course you are.
All right. Two plus. Good. Two plus. Good.
Oh.
Just for curiosity's sake, let's see what would have happened.
Now instead of an 8-inch charge, it's an 11-inch charge.
Let's see if I can do it.
No. I wouldn't even gotten it before.
End of turn 4 recap. This is what has happened. On the Grey Knight's turn, you managed to finish off the last remaining chosen Chaos Space Marines. And... what else did you do?
Nothing.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, wow. Oh, I just didn't even know. Chaos turn. Killed a couple of the purifiers here, and demolisher cannon scattered into the ruins. Killed the warlord. Got 2 kill points. Bringing chaos up to 5. Grey Knights are at 6. They're still in the lead. And 2 of the Terminators died in Overwatch in an attempt to charge the Nemesis Dreadnought, which failed epically. This is the time that the Dread Knight shunts across the board. And this is where my daughter learned the phrase, Grey Knight Cheese.
Grey Knight Cheese.
True.
And that is a once per game move. And the tactic here is to be able to see Abaddon and the other Terminator through the ruins so that you can shoot at them while simultaneously not being in line of sight of the Demolisher Cannon on the Vindicator on the far side. So I think you've managed to actually do that quite well, because you're right there.
And I'm out of charge range.
Oh, definitely out of charge range, yes. 3-man purifier squad, they're going to move through difficult terrain in the ruins. 6 inches.
Don't mind us, brother captain. Squeeze behind you there. It's a little dank and dark.
1-man purifier squad will move up to the terrain, so not roll for it. Psychic phase. 5 warp charges plus sanctuary on this guy.
Yeah, he gets it.
There's only one?
Only one. Warp charge one.
Okay. I will not try to deny.
Okay.
So the purifiers, which are actually on the bottom tier of that terrain, the cast cleansing flame. And it's a 9-inch Nova.
Yep.
And it hits Abaddon and his compadre.
5 Let's dice.
See. What is it? Warp charge?
Warp charge 2. I'm changing my mind. I'm going to roll all my dice.
All right.
Here we go.
Yes, that's a perils.
That's a perils.
But you make it.
But
if I roll 5 sixes, I could actually deny this. And I get 2, which is higher than statistic. Perils of the warp. Oh, no! Okay, leadership, you gotta pass this, otherwise you're sucked into the warp and your squad takes more hits. Oh, lucky. Yeah. So he's dead.
Yeah, so one of the guys is dead.
Yeah.
Well, no, they're all the same.
Oh, they are, okay.
Yeah, I'll just take one.
So you now have 2 guys left in that squad.
That's right.
2d6 assault for the cleansing flame. How many did you get? 8! Corona's happy. Cleansing Flame is strength 5, but majority toughness is now 5 because of Abaddon, so you are forced to wound me.
Okay, so 2 plus save. They're all going to go in Abaddon.
Okay.
Oh! One. My tactic failed me. Shooting phase. Dread Knight's going to shoot at Abaddon, and you're going to focus fire your heavy side cannon. Your heavy torrent is not in range.
Just go.
6 shots, hitting on 3s. 2's the wound, looking 6 is rend.
Looking for Mark of Dave.
Oh!
Oh, man.
4 up invuln save for the rend. Yes, made it. 2 up Terminator armor save, yes, on Abaddon. Made it. This purifier, 1-man squad, he will run 2 inches into cover. Chaos. Turn 5. Abaddon has 3 wounds. And this dude behind. Oh!
Soul Blaze!
Yeah, I could do Soul Blaze from last turn. It's gonna die out.
Yep.
Steffi will move up. He's going to have to pivot so he doesn't have to roll. And he's going to have to pivot again.
I don't feel right about that. I'm going to roll for terrain. So I'd be cheesy about this. Six. Okay, I can move forward six. There we go. Now on to the shusting phase. Demolisher Cannon will go right over the first purifier, which is inside there under the terrain.
I guess technically it's like that, and everything underneath gets hit.
Yeah. But
scatter. Does it scatter? It does. Ah. So that goes there and actually misses everything. Oh, wait. Does it get the vehicle?
I don't think so.
No. Okay. Deffy, Battle Cannon onto the same guy. I will hope for something to happen that's positive in life. Okay, now five and... So that ends right there.
And we'll get the...
It'll get the vehicle this time?
Yeah.
And it'll get that purifier. So let's roll for the purifier first on a two. That's a wound. Four up cover. Death, come on.
AP what?
AP three.
Okay.
Yes. Oh! Now for the tank. Ordnance, 2d6. Or just, you know, pick the highest of the two. So that's an 11, so that's a glance. And I should say that that provides cover for the tank, so you get a 5 up. And you make it! Reaper Auto Cannon will fire snapshots at the purifier. Squad underneath. Reroll, because it's twin linked, getting nothing.
Terminator's gonna throw crack grenade. So those Terminators do not have crack grenades. So I'm just gonna have to assault you. You have no weapons.
Not that you get Overwatch anyway, it's a vehicle, I was testing you! That'd be 6 inches for the assault, and I make it. Which is a good thing too, because I need this kill point.
Abaddon will attack the rear armor of that immobilized rhino first. Auto hits, because immobilized. So he's dead, automatically, but we just want to see if it explodes and hurts me, basically, right? So these are what we're rolling for.
Yes.
It's strength 10 because of Talon Horse. They're all pens. We know that they're all pens.
Yep.
So these are the pen results.
Yep.
And it does explode. So for Abaddon and for the other dude, no. They don't get hurt. But that tank is gone.
Can you just roll a one?
Yeah, I need a four. I need a five actually to wound me. Yeah. So tank is gone. And that brings me up to six.
Six to six.
And we are now tied at the end of turn five.
End of turn 5 recap. So the score is 6-6 for kill points. The models that we have left on the table for Grey Knights, you have the Dread Knight, Immobilized Rhino, one-man Purifier Squad, and a two-man Purifier Squad on the inside there. Then you have your Brother Captain. That's what you have left. I have Deffy, a Vindicator, and Abaddon in his last surviving Terminator. So... 3+. Game continues, otherwise it's a tie game.
No, I'll win, actually, I just remembered.
Oh, me too, yes. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Linebreaker.
Yes! Oh, no! No, that's not good!
Come on, here it goes! Yeah! Grey Knight victory.
That deserves an epic handshake, so thank you very much for fighting. It was a good game.
It was.
And Expecto Patronum. Vault members, click on the link below if you want to see the post-game show for this Bat Rep. Vault members, stay tuned for our next Bat Rep, 2,000 points of Chaos Space Marines versus Grey Knights. These are the lists, and what we just walked over was a cupcake challenge. That is the next thing that we're going to do, and it's going to be sweet sauce. And if you're not familiar with that, I've only done one before, and I did it with Dan, so Ray is the second opponent to participate in a cupcake challenge. For every kill point that we earn, we throw a cupcake in the opponent's face as it is earned, and it is awesome sauce.
I do not consent.
You do not consent? But you made your 2,000 point list.
Just kidding.
Your actions speak against your words. So please do click on the link below if you're not a Vault member and sign up for a free 7-day trial so that you can watch this Bat Rep and be a part of the fun. And see all the goofy shenanigans that are about to transpire, because the Vault members enable us to do all of this fun stuff and to play in these wickedly awesome studios. So thank you very much, guys, for all of your support, and we'll see you in the next Bat Rep. Happy Wargaming!